Good evening, gentlemen. We are up to Simon Tov Tzadik Ches, Seif Yud Gimel. Okay. Yeah, the law is as follows. Hashaykh is if somebody shechts a bird, a chicken. So that's page 218, third line. Hashaykh is if somebody shechts a oif. About lo yimroit es anoitza kedelaso is mokom lesakin. Namrita is the equivalent of pulling off, to not pull off the feathers in order to make a place for the knife. So this is very much a continuation of what we discussed yesterday. Here we're learning that with regards to a chicken, don't pull out the feathers. Mishnah Berurah is going to help us a little bit in understanding this halacha. In Sifkot Samech Vav, Lo Yimroit, the Meritas Noitzo told the Goizeis, because by pulling off the feathers, you are doing a tolda of Goizeis, which is a deraisa. The oif, a bad darkoi, be Merita, it's normal way, it's normal to actually do the Merita, that's the way you pull off the feathers. It's normal kind of thing you do. Therefore, it's a regular melacha, and it therefore remains as a issur d'oraisa. Now, this is a bit what I think Rabbi Feingold mentioned yesterday, and the question a bit on like this: after gav, and although shachar shchita mutalim roit hanoitza, after the shchita, what happens after the shchita? So we've now said, don't pull off the feathers because you want to have a clean, a bald patch to shecht. But he said, don't do that, you have to shecht with the feathers on. So the question is, but one second, if you keep on the feathers on, and then what's going to happen later when you are cooking it, you want to eat it, inevitably, what are you going to do? You're going to take the feathers off. So we're saying, now, don't take the feathers off and shecht. All right, but a bit later, you're going to pull off the feathers then. So what's the point? You might as well pull them off now.
Is it when
oh, very good.
It's not alive.
Very good. Let's see. Mishnah points out this halacha. Ve'afal gaven, although that after the shchita you're allowed to pull off the feathers, ve'isu goizeis, and the isu goizeis shaych aflachamisa, and in reality, the isu of goizeis also applies with the dead animal, as discussed in Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Mem. Lo yamrinon, we do not say mali mechayim. Who cares? What's the difference if the animal is still alive? Mali lachashchita. What's the difference if lachashchita? Might as well just go for it now. You're going to pull off the feathers later, so why as well do it now and make it easier for the shoychet to shecht. You're going to pull off those very feathers in a couple of hours. So might as well do it now. And for the Shulchan Aruch, no. Answer Mishnah Berurah, no. We don't say that. Tele'achas shchita shani. After shchita is different. Shekeven shekva hutra b'shchita lechol. Since through the slaughtering, I've now permitted and allowed this. It's now permitted to eat it. Lechol v'efshel ochlo. I'm allowed to eat this animal now. At this point, I'm allowed to eat this animal now because I've shechted it. Well, if so, it's now a permitted animal. It's a permitted animal. I'm allowed to eat it in any normal way. To eat it with a normal way is surely to eat it without its feathers. So just because I know eventually I'm going to pull off this, that's not good enough. At this stage, when I'm shechting the animal, I don't have the heter yet to pull off the feathers. Once I've shechted it, it's now a permitted food. It's become a food. That's what it is. It's become a food item now. Well, if it's a food chicken, that I'm allowed to eat it the normal way. And that allows me to pull off the feathers. Just like V'yev shalach lo b'lo meritas noitza, mutal emoto, I'm allowed to pull off the feathers. K'mo shemutal itzlo yisul avoshlo, just I'm allowed to roast it, I'm allowed to cook it, I'm allowed to. And that, I think that Rabbi Feingold Mamash asked that yesterday. Also with the large animal, muta, it is permitted after slaughtering, I'm allowed to lehavshil is oyr, I'm allowed to skin the animal. Is that what it's called, to skin the animal? Skin. Yeah, you'll have to take off the skin. Mitam zeh, because of this very reason. The afal gav, to hefshet, although normally the skinning process of the animal is na'av melochehi, aval, but, ba'oit shle nishchato, as long as it's not shechted, kol ma'ed of it, whatever you do is machshir echel nefesh, she'ev shalasoiz me'ez maluf. Also, that reminds us of what we started off El Chaz Yom Tov. There was a rule of thumb, that anything which is possible to do before Yom Tov, you must do before Yom Tov. Any Eichel Nefesh process which can be arranged before Yom Tov, one must do before Yom Tov. Remember we spoke about that, yeah? Machshir Eichel Nefesh. So, everything which is Epshim Ibo Yoyim, you must do Ibo Yoyim. So here also, you could have pulled off this animal now, you're about to shecht. The feathers, or the feathers or the wool is on the animal, you have to remove, you can't remove before Yom Tov. There's no excuse. Just be a bit more organized and pull them off before Yom Tov, so therefore do so. Now they've shechted it, well, there's a different story. So now that you want to, it's become a food item, and now you can prepare the food, like you're allowed to cook it, you're allowed to roast it, you're also allowed to pull the feathers off. Okay. Lemaisa, the Mishtabua ends off, the Mishabu ends off that in Sivkom Samaches, Mikol Mokam Nagu Achshav Shechtem Nimroit. It's the Maisa, the meaning is to yes, pull off the hair, Mipnei Sha'oimrim Shev Shalishchoy Beloy Zeh. The Maisa, contemporary Shechtem say that it's impossible to shecht with wool and with feathers on the animal, and therefore they actually hold that it's impossible to shecht without it, and therefore they're allowed to do that. Mipnei Sha'oimrim Shev Shalishchoy Beloy Zeh, V'shem Chnal Da'as Ramban. And he said that if somebody does that, he can be Mekel. So after all that, the Maisa, the reality is that the Shochtim say you cannot shecht with feathers all over the place. Since that's the case, they'll have to put it off. Sif Yud Dalet. Okay. Kisui Hadam. There is a requirement and a mitzvah of covering the blood of a chayo and oif. That's the mitzvah. Have you ever seen it? If you see a shechit taking place, there's a mitzvah, there's a bracha to it, to take some offer, and they take a handful and they take it and throw it onto the blood. They spread it on the blood. That is the mitzvah of kisui hadam. It's a bracha. It's a bracha. It's a bracha. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah b'raisa. Now, normally you take it. Normally nowadays it's actually ready on the side. What happens if you've got none of it ready? So what you've got to do is you've got to take it from the earth. You need a shovel, you need to take it from the, you need to shovel and then take it and prepare it. That would surely be a problem on Yom Tov. So the question is as follows: if I want to shecht an animal way or a chayo on oif on Yom Tov, I need to have the offer ready to do the perform the mitzvah of kisui adam. What happens if the kisui adam, if the offer is not ready? What happens if it's not ready? And then I want to, and then I need to dig in order to have a handful to throw it onto the dam, onto the blood. Can I do that? Yes or no? Well, no, generally speaking, digging is normally a melacha. Can I do that? This is now a preparation which is required for the mitzvah of kisui adam.
Does it have to be mud? Can't be a sawdust or something. Does it have to be mud?
Yeah.
Can't be.
No, there's various items. You're right that there is some. I've now forgotten what is.
Sawdust, no.
I don't know. Truth is, I don't remember what exactly which items are b'dieved okay. It's a good point. I've now forgotten which ones, but Yevet will qualify. So lo yishchot, it says in Shulchan Aruch, lo yishchot Adam chaya v'oif. A person may not shecht a chaya, a domesticated animal, v'oif, and a bird, b'yom tov on yom tov, Elohim kein, unless yesh lo ofo mochon mi boi joim. He thought about this before that, and he's got earth ready before yom tov. He must be well prepared. The Mishnah in Sifkot and Samach Tes, two lines from the bottom, tells us, Chaya v'oif, shetzrichin kisui adam, those require a kis, have got a mitzvah of kisui adam, and its blood, after slaughtering, must be covered.
Is it
Can I just clarify that domesticated animals do not need kisu adam?
Again?
Domesticated animals do not need kisu adam. Is that correct? I thought it's only birds and behemoths.
Yeah, no. So, no, behemoths do not require, and chayas do.
Sorry, chayas do. Yes, chayas and birds, but domesticated animals do not.
You're right. I mistranslated chayas. Domestic. Yeah, you're right. Pardon? Wild animals, that's it, that's right. Wild animals as opposed to domesticated animals. I'm sorry, yeah? I misunderstood. Shkoch for correcting me, you're right. Chayas and oifers require, and not the domesticated animals, that's it, right. So now, yeah, what are you saying?
Let's just ask, is it ma'akev za'achila? If you don't do kisu adam, does it eat it?
Can you eat if you didn't do kisu adam?
Because I'm just thinking, could he somehow do kisui after Yom Tov if he hasn't got a prepared earth? I mean, it might all dry out by then, I suppose, but
I don't know the answer to your question. It doesn't invalidate, it doesn't forbid the animal. You have to do the kisui adam immediately. You can't delay the kisui adam.
You couldn't do it the next day.
You can't. Yeah. So, but it wouldn't actually, it wouldn't actually make the food into a tefer, but you mustn't delay it. So we are telling over here that since you know you're not going to be able to perform the kisui adam, you can't actually shecht. So lo yishchot adam chayev ve'oif b'yomtev. Elohim kein, unless yishle offer muchan mivoydoim, unless he's got offer prepared before yomtev. And we now said, because these are the animals which require kisui adam. So if God Ayin tells us, offer muchon. If you offer tichuach, he must be a little bit, he can't be a solid, kind of rocky, kind of, how do you go? He must be soft.
Compact.
It must be soft. Teshucha lechasa his boy in order to be able to cover the blood. For it's toch lechachena, and you won't need to crumble the earth. Tekhtish azragovim, because the crumbling of this rocky, harder earth, himelocha gmur, that would be a melocha in its own right. He told the toichen, because that would be within the melocha of toichen. Teloi hutra b'yomtev, which is forbidden on yomtev. Vuadin be'efesh, yeah, so that's what he said, that you have to cover it. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah of Kot 9 Aleph tells us, Mibud Yom, you have to have it prepared before Yom Tov. Timitze Lachboi be Yom Tov, if you want to dig on Yom Tov, Kedei Lechassas, in order to cover, Yesh Bazei Trei Isur, there's two Isurim involved. Echad, one, Mishum Chafir Azgumi, you're digging a hole, which is awesome. Ve'echon, and secondly, Mishum Tiltula Ofod Mukta, for a carrying of, carrying a Mukta item. That is also interesting. One is the Reisa, making a hole, and one is the Abon because of Mukta. Right, so you have to. So you may not actually make a hole to dig out earth for kisui adam. And if you've got a shovel, continue shulchan aruch. If you actually did shecht, what are you meant to do now? You made a mistake. You thought you've got off. You've got earth. You actually don't have any more. So what are you meant to do? If you've got a shovel, perish ken yoset shel bazel shchovim bo ezekak, which we would say just literally shovel. Notes. Which is dug in mibo joim before Yom Tov be'ofer tichuach. You have actually a shovel which is stuck in the ground. Then mechaseu bo, you can take, lift up the shovel, take from that, and you're going to cover with that earth. And even if you need to dig in a few times, it's still permitted. So we're saying over here, if you have got hard solid rock earth, that won't help. You're stuck. But if So ideally, you should have some earth prepared on the side. If you don't have earth prepared on the side, and you do have a shovel which is stuck in, you can just take it gently and pour it onto the blood. That's fine as well. Even if you do need to do it a few times, as long as it's not rocky and hard and because that would be an issue then to start digging and removing. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here. Now the Mishnah Berurah is busy discussing in Sifkot 9 base why this earth is not Muktzah, and he tells us because you prepared it before Yom Tov in a way, therefore it's not Muktzah, and there wouldn't be an issue involved in that.
Mashvigumois.
So in this instance, Mashvig. Yeah, that's what he says. He said, in fact, you have to be careful not to spread it, not to scratch it, not to make it an even area, because that would be Mashvigumois. So all he's saying is that basically you've got a bit of a pile of earth, and you've got a shovel stuck in. You can't just take it and pour it like this over. That'll be fine as well. Okay, fine. And see if this off, we're going to leave for Sunday. We're now going to be hearing some words. Before we proceed, anybody for next week? Have you still on for next Thursday, Bez Hashem? Great. Thank you very much. Looking forward. Okay.
Okay, revive. So I thought I'd have a little bit of a chazara, but also to maybe ask a question and clarify a point here on Sif Yud Aleph, which we learned yesterday. We learned, I think it was yesterday, and we learned Behemoth, that's Chetze Shaleinu Yehudi, Chetze Shal Yisrael. It was a case of Shutfus. They owned this Behemoth of Shutfus. So the halacha was, Yochaylim Neshachta B'Yom Tov, you can Shechta on Yom Tov. Obviously, we're talking about the Goy gave permission, otherwise. Oh, it's not obvious, but it seems to be that we're talking about he gave permission for it. Otherwise, how can you benefit from his share? And even if there are two, you can check both of them. The mechaber continues. So, the question that was bothering me a little bit was why should you not be allowed to? If he's allowed you to do that, what should be the havamina that it's there's no good? He allowed you to shecht. What's the problem? Why is there sort of seems to be that it's a big chiddush to come along and say that you can do that? So I had a look here on the page here in the Dirshu, and he brings there Shav Yaakov, and he says that the problem that I might have thought that existed here is the problem of actually the issue of lachem v'lo l'nochri. We know that melechus oichel nefesh is muta lachem for you, but you're not allowed to cook on behalf of a goy.
And this is why it's here and it doesn't apply during the week, which was Feingold's question.
Yeah.
This is another reason why it's here.
So it seems to be, according to this way of learning, that the problem is lachem. If you're doing it on behalf of the goy. Now the chiddush that he continues there is that even though I'm benefiting from it as well, and you can only, it's one pu'ul of shechita. It's not like I'm doing more because of him than I would have done for myself. Not like if I'm cooking something for myself and I'll throw extra meat in for the goy that's coming around. That would probably, depending on how you do it, might be also, but because I'm doing an extra pu'ula for the goy, so that's mamash not lachem, that's for him. Here I'm only doing one shechita, one ma'is of shechita, and I need the shechita. So it's quite a bit chiddush to have thought that I'm not allowed to do it.
But that's why the Mishnah Berurah said it's either a shechita or not a shechita. Yeah,
right, and very good. That fits in with what we're saying. That's why perhaps it's mutter to go ahead and do that.
Very nice.
It was a surprise to me that I wouldn't have thought that the problem here was lochem. I would have thought there was some sort of other problem. So it's quite interesting.
Which mafarish was that? You found?
That's here in the footnote 57. I don't know if you've got that one. So it's the Shev Yaakov. Yeah. Shalas and Shuvas Shev Yaakov.
Very nice.
Very good.
Okay.
Very nice. Okay, fine.